Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a great holiday tradition there. Some good Christmas music for you as we get into the season. And putting up the tree and the decorations, they say, is the best thing to do to get you into the mood for the season.
We did it on December 1st. We played that song. We decorated the whole tree, hung the stockings. And it did put me in a more festive mood.
I have my wife on the hotline right now. We're going to talk to her in just a second. She has ruined the beginning of Christmas for me.
Just ruined it.
I came home the other day, and she had put up all of the decorations. Now, she had put up the tree right before Thanksgiving because we were going to be traveling. She wanted it done. I was against it, but she's like, I'm doing it. She did it. Whatever. But then when we came home on Sunday, got to the house, and all of the decorations were up. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
She had a tough day yesterday. She has a swollen eye. She got some sort of allergic reaction.
So. Now you're going to come for her. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Way to butter her up first. Yeah. It doesn't work.
She has a swollen eye. You have a swollen mouth.
Hi, babe. How are you?
You ruined Christmas.
It's not going to work. Go ahead.
So
what is this about?
The Christmas village.
What about it?
You put it up.
That's correct.
Who normally puts it up?
You.
Did you not think I wanted to put it up?
You're calling me about this?
He is calling you about this.
This is an issue? See, I tried to do something nice. Because you stayed on the Cape on Saturday with Barrett. You had cleaned the whole house after Thanksgiving down there.
Right.
I came home because I needed to do some work stuff on Sunday. Yada, yada, yada. I didn't want to be around Barrett. Whatever.
Relatable.
So I was already in a mood. And I came home, and you know what I said? I said this to, we had a friend visiting, and I said, you know what I'm going to do when we get home is I'm going to take out the rest of the Christmas and get it all put up. That way Carson does not have to do it on Sunday.
But I like doing it. I like putting up the Christmas.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Every year we
does
do
he
it.
Give you reason to believe
not? Yeah, he does give a reason. Then maybe you should give off a good vibe when you're doing it.
I love we put on Christmas music. Lana works on the tree. I put up the
and
Christmas
you huff
village
and puff the entire time. You have to take out all those boxes. Oh.
Well, taking out the boxes does suck.
He came in Monday morning, legitimately upset that you stole his Christmas joy of setting up the decorations.
But you're trying to tell us that it's not joy.
That he's not joyous
the whole time.
He left that part out.
Well,
amazing.
Yeah. Well, I guess he normally does leave a part out, guys. Don't you know that by now?
No, Lana. After 25 years, I have no idea.
It does, taking out the boxes, because the boxes are in this little storage thing under the stairs.
But it brings you joy. So why are you complaining?
You have to crawl up under there and pull everything out.
It's so dramatic. I can't stand it.
And haul it all. The boxes of it does suck. Everybody knows this.
No.
You got to haul out, haul in, and then put them all back afterwards, which is a pain.
Well, then she saved you from that. So say thank you.
But
yeah, and I must have said that 5 times to Susan. I said, you know, because he would be all mad if he had to come home after he cleaned yesterday on the Cape. And then today, I'm going to ask him. I literally had a whole conversation with her about, I can imagine what this would look like when he comes home on Sunday. And I say, hey, want to take out all the Christmas and get it done?
You could have taken out all the boxes, and then we could have just put up the Christmas village.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just let Lana do all the hard work. I don't have a manual labor job. Matter of fact, let her come home and do some more.
You are insufferable.
Is there anything left Christmas-related that Carson could do?
Yes. Yes, there is. Do you want to do something Christmassy? We need the outdoors done. And you did such a good job yesterday of putting all the candles in the window, didn't you?
You told
he
me
didn't even do that.
You told me not to. You told me to put all the batteries in them. But
No. That is not what I said.
You did say that.
I said, will you put the batteries in the candles? You don't have to go around if you don't want to and put them in the windows.
Oh, I didn't want to.
You are the absolute worst. The absolute worst. I mean?
Why can't I put up the Christmas village?
Because you complain about
that. Exactly. And why didn't you put the Christmas lights in the window, Carson? Oh, because that would have been hard.
And you know
that would have been hard to do.
You know what I'll say, too, about the Christmas village?
Nobody wants to hear it.
I'm curious.
Lana did a much better job than I do. It looks so good. Because I'm really bad at it. And when I got upstairs and I looked.
Oh, we're weaponizing incompetence now. I'm here for it.
No, you are.
Normally, I would love to play devil's advocate and be on your side a little bit here, but she just does not sound like she's the one today. She just doesn't sound like she's in the mood.
Yeah, her sister called her yesterday and called her left eye Lana.
Infection. You're not helping.
Shut up. It was my birthday. Shut up. Now you're calling me the day after my birthday when I still have one eye.
Lana, honey, if you want to hang up the phone, you have carte blanche.
I mean, you know what, Carson? We do not have any decorations on the outside of our house. We don't have wreaths on our doors. We don't have our planner done. If you would like to indulge in putting a little Christmas spirit on the outdoors of the Tager home, then I am here for it.
All right, I'll come home and do that today. I love you.
Yeah, I'll wait. I can't wait to turn up this afternoon.
I'm holding on my breath. Look like,
you best not huff and puff.
This place better look like Christmas threw up on the outside of this house then. Do not call me with these shenanigans.
Oh, Lana, right. I love you so much. I'm
love
so
you,
sorry.
Love you, babe.
I love you guys. Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
It's astounding to me how you can dig a hole, jump out of the hole, and say, why'd you put that hole there? It is a masterclass in I don't know what.
I'm going to be honest with you, my guy. That did not go well.
No.
Does anybody want to donate some outdoor Christmas decorations? What should I do?
What should you do? You should do what you do.
Yeah.
You should do what you do. You should do it. You need to go home and have Christmas throw up on your house. Full stop.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.